When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happer and Shaper.
He says I take no joy in life.
I can see that.
Coming at you live from Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios in the heart of Lincoln, America.
Why are you yelling at me?
Whatever, make me a bicycle clown.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Connor Happer.
You might want to look away for this.
Mike Shaper.
My boy's waking smack.
This is Happer and Shaper.
Welcome back in, 9 o'clock hour of Happer and Shaper here on 93.7 The Ticket in theticketfm.com. Saw a dumb tweet last night after John Madden passed away.
Oh, we're going to talk about this dumb tweet?
Well, I just want to read the first one, and then we could just talk about how I didn't read the rest after that.
You don't want to read the rest after that.
Everyone eulogizing Madden. How many concussions could we have prevented had he not turned brain injuries into a video game? And I would say that that's a bit of an oversimplification of the sport of football. But
yeah,
we can just stop there.
And then you make a tweet like that and you get upset when other people basically argue against it and suddenly you're on an island and blah, blah, blah. No, you don't make a tweet like that unless you're desperately seeking attention. And she got it.
Oh, she got it.
And then she was upset by it. And
she was.
The cycle of social media.
That's how
media
it ended.
Yeah. Because then the attention you get isn't the attention you wanted, and everyone's supposed to agree with
you.
Wow,
I'm shocked by this.
Also, just really cavalier response to someone dying that had a lot of value to people. But
yep.
You do you.
Yep. Yeah. And once again, pretty crazy oversimplification or generalization of the sport of football. So, yeah, that's good. Okay, here's what we have. Oh, yeah, we haven't got your thoughts on the quarterback situation. So the offer goes out officially, or the offer is reported, I suppose, to Chuba Purdy, the Florida State transfer quarterback. And that's about how hot that's about the maximum of how hot the kind of quarterback search trail thing has been for Nebraska so far. And then there's still like Casey Thompson buzz bit. Where are we at right now?
I almost texted you on Monday night that to be sure to bring it up on the show, but I was like, of course he will. So there's some buzz about Casey Thompson in Nebraska. It's just trying to figure out where the interest levels for both line up. I know this from 24/7 sports, basically. There's real interest from the Thompson side of things. And if Nebraska reciprocates that as much, it feels like this could head in a direction in which Nebraska has their quarterback for next season.
Wow.
But as we also just got done discussing, if you're Nebraska and you're already this far down the line, unless there's someone you're 100% in on, you probably want to see who else is entering the transfer portal over the next few days.
I don't know, man. That's about as good as you're going to get.
I agree. If I was sitting in the big chair and you knew that you had this interest from a guy who started for Texas last year.
Unless there's a real ace in the hole that you know about.
And without knowing every conversation they have going on, we just don't know what that is. But considering what is out there.
He started for 2 years. Or he started for a year and played for the last two before that.
Right. And I think he also just kind of fits what...
Yeah.
He had a better year in 2021 than Kenny Pickett had in 2020, going into, you know, the year in which he exploded.
There's some boom or bust to him, right? And I think Nebraska needs a little bit of a gamble.
So KZ Thompson has always kind of been fascinating because right as he went into the portal, Max Olson hit me up and he's like, this is a guy that I think would fit with Nebraska, their new staff. And he's still got a little bit of an element of danger to him.
Yes,
like there's
that's
still
what
a
I
little
see.
Bit of combustibility, but he can also make some throws and make some plays that are going to put you in position to win games. That's what Nebraska needs.
I think so. I think so.
He can keep the train on the tracks to a degree too. And, like, he's a better passer than Adrian Martinez. He's nowhere near as effective as a runner, but he's not a statue. Yeah. And those are the things that you have to be able to line up here. I like KZ Thompson. You know, Sipple was just on here on early break and basically expressed a little bit of doubt about that being anywhere close to a done deal. But I don't know that they're going to do a lot better than that.
I don't think they are.
Unless they have something lined up. And I don't know that they do.
I mean, it's not that we can – nothing that we can yeah. see right now.
But I know that there's legitimate interest from the Thompson side of things in Nebraska. So where Nebraska chooses to go with that, I mean, I'll say this. If you don't end up with KZ Thompson and you only end up with Chuba Purdy, that would be a pretty strong condemnation of the whole process.
Yeah, I don't love that.
So we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, they need a guy. I mean, preferably, I think, they would like to have a guy with some experience
yeah.
who's started yeah. for a Power 5 school.
Who's played in big games.
Who's played in some
big
games.
Who's had to make some big throws.
And has played in an offense that kind of expects yep. him to shoulder the load a little bit, given what Nebraska's been over the last couple years. And still introducing, you know, the Mark Whipple concepts and all that stuff, too. I think that would be the expectation of him coming here. A little bit of that. I mean, next year is, I don't know if you think about your floor for next year, because if it bottoms out, you're gone anyway.
You can't, there is no floor.
You know what I mean?
It's a high wire act.
Right. So
you're either getting to the other side or you're dead.
So if
the, sorry to be that morbid about it, but that's what it is.
If the hold on him is, it's a little bit of a gamble or he's a little bit of a gambler, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Like, I think Nebraska, I mean,
there was
frankly,
times this year where they needed to gamble yeah, a little more.
Frankly, this working out is a little bit of a gamble.
Sure.
You know? So yeah. I think they need to take a guy like that if the opportunity was presented. And you never really know who ultimately has the final say and who right. says no at the end, whether it's his side or Nebraska's yeah. side or whatever.
Well, you either get him
be.
Or you don't.
But you either get him or you don't. But it would be pretty disappointing to hear that Nebraska had an opportunity to get this guy and they potentially were to look elsewhere. Especially, like you said, if they end up with only, you know, Chuba Purdy or
right.
Whoever else comes out. And there is, like we've said, there's still the chance that it could turn out that somebody pops up and it's a big deal and they feel like they have an in with them. But man, I don't know how much better it gets.
Yeah.
I just don't know how much better it gets.
Well, at this point, I think he's probably as close to the top of the quarterback landscape in the transfer portal as there is. And
he was in that first group, I think.
Yeah, and I get like, okay, maybe you're more enamored with the profile of a Cam Ward. I don't think you can bet on that.
Well, think about this too. Like, I mean, from the outside, and I don't think this is how they process it inwardly, and I don't think this is how I process it either, because things have changed and there's a different offense or at least different people in the room. But if Nebraska goes from Adrian Martinez to KZ Thompson, I think that would be looked at, you know, as at least a lateral move.
Right. It's not a step down.
It's not a step down. If Nebraska goes from Adrian Martinez to an unknown, a guy who hasn't started anywhere before,
right?
That's a downgrade.
Big.
And it's hard to see Nebraska. I mean, once again, from a very kind of binary perspective here, like that's how people kind of tend to look at things. And, you know, if they're going to a guy who hasn't started before next year, then the question is going to be asked, well, why did Adrian Martinez leave? You could have just had another year of Adrian Martinez.
Right.
You know?
So, Where I kind of land with some of it is, if you're already going to try to take two quarterbacks, which is the plan, and you can get one in hand, and this is all, again, hypothetical, but you can get one in hand with KZ Thompson, who maybe doesn't have the biggest ceiling in the world, but you know what he's largely going to be, and it would be hard for me to imagine someone else beating him out.
Currently on the roster?
On the roster, yeah.
For sure.
So if you're already going to, like, that feels like a pretty safe first route to go, and you're planning on getting a second person anyways, and if you make this clear and make it known, and the Thompson family understands that and they're fine with that, then you have one in hand that you plan to move forward with. If it's not working early, you would have the other options to move to. Like, I just
agreed.
I don't know. And like I said, I mean, if there's someone that they feel that they can get that hasn't entered the portal yet, maybe that person exists. I don't know who it is. Real quickly, I want to...
Feels like too good of an opportunity to pass up.
I want to throw this out there. I don't know if you were listening on Monday, because I know you were here, but Jay and I were getting into a conversation about the defense a little bit, and he said something that has me kind of feeling a little bit better, because I've been pretty pessimistic about replacing Damian Daniels. He was really happy with what Nash Hutmacher was able to get out of the last two games.
Yeah, that combined with, and I texted Parker about this a little bit yesterday as well, and it's a bit of a reshape of the front anyway. Mm-hmm. Tony Tuioti's out, right, and who knows kind of how that setup will look from a coaching perspective, but also from a personnel perspective. It's kind of been that way for the last 2 years. I think what they've been able to do in terms of like a to be multiple, their ability to be multiple on defense, especially with their fronts over the last couple of years, they've shown the ability. Like, I trust the coaches to adjust the personnel that they have.
Yeah.
So I think you're probably just going to see more four-man fronts.
Yeah.
And they were a lot. You know, they were a lot of four down last
year. I mean, that's kind of where Jay landed at with it too. And he, I don't know that he expects that, but he thinks that they'll modify their approach based off of what they have. And you could end up.
I trust
with
those
some,
coaches to do that. They've earned that.
Some Garrett Nelson, Casey Robinson, or Casey Rogers, Ty Robinson,
yeah,
and then Nash Hutmacher. Like, that could be your front at times next year. Or you switch it out. Maybe Caleb Tanner comes down. He plays down a little bit more hand in the dirt style. I mean, they have Feldarius Payne, who was a junior college defensive end,
yep,
who's now back with the team. I mean, so they have some different routes to kind of have that four man look.
Yeah, I. There's a certain level of confidence there for me that it won't feel like there's a huge hole in the defense,
yeah,
because I don't while Damian Daniels is good, I don't know that they were overly kind of reliant on him.
Well, they were, and
they needed him to
when
do
they were
lot.
At their best, it was because of him.
Sure.
I really do believe that. Where I've gotten more worried is the back end, like the secondary.
Yeah.
Suddenly it's just like, I don't feel good about
Need
anything.
Some more though. Guys back there.
Yeah. Travis sure. Fisher inherited a mess, and this doesn't feel significantly better than the room that he walked into in 2018.
Yeah. It was good. now it's
yeah.
Less.
Well, that's what happens. Yeah. You got to be able to replace it.
All right. Sam McEwen of the Omaha World Herald joining us now. We'll get to some of this stuff with him. But good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good morning. Loved being on your show. You know, all that. So sad that this is the last one, but nevertheless.
Yeah. Let's get the stuff out of the way. Well, I appreciate it, and thank you for coming on. First of all, I mean, you have come on with me on whatever time slot that I've been on. So
yeah.
You kind of followed me around, and I really appreciate that, Sam. I love our conversations every week.
Same here. I'll follow you around wherever else there is, you know, if you want.
Excellent. Good to hear. Sam, let's talk about the quarterback situation real quick. Where do you feel like they're at? It feels like maybe things have heated up at least a little bit this week after mostly quiet over the last couple. You know, the offer goes out to Chuba Purdy. There's Casey
yeah.
Thompson buzz. I guess where are they at right now, and what do you expect in the coming days?
I think both those names are legit. There is this small part of me that wonders, I just think Oklahoma's got to get done with his game tonight, and Caleb Williams has to make a definitive, you know, whatever. And then I think Nebraska's in really kind of a really pretty good shape for Thompson. It may come down to another Nebraska and a couple other schools, but let's just wait that out, that piece. I think Purdy, sure. I mean, he'll probably have some other looks too that he can attend to, but he has a prior recruiting relationship, obviously, with Whipple. He's from Arizona, Purdy is, right? And so Whipple spends a lot of time there. He has a home there. His son coaches with the Cardinals. I just think that's his second home. You know, he kind of grew up there, you know. So I think there's a good relationship there. And then, you know, it's, you just wait for that one last, you know, you wait for everybody to get done. So there's a couple more. I think there's one more FCS game. I don't know that there's a quarterback in that, but there's some bowl games left too, and you just want to make sure that everybody's going back to where they're saying they're going back to. And but, you know, Nebraska's got some options there. Thompson and Purdy, neither one of them jump out, and Thompson does. But, you know, neither one of them tell me a lot better at this moment than maybe what Adrian Martinez is bringing to the table. But then,
yep.
You know, you just never know. The Martinez situation had to kind of move on because, you know, you just don't know if he's going to be healthy. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. There's still time to figure it out. And, you know, Purdy's got an interesting frame. I don't think they're going to – the kid from Wyoming could be really interesting somewhere else. I don't know what's going to happen with him. But he's got a lot of potential. That's obvious. And I'll be interested to see where Levi Williams lands.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sam, we were just talking as you came on. Do you view safety as another spot where Nebraska has to play in the portal still? Or do you think the Deshaun Singleton addition is sort of what it's going to be for the Huskers as far as that spot?
I think we may have lost him. It sounded like we lost him there real quick.
Oh, no.
Rico, give him a shot back there. We'll get Sam. That's a noise that you kind of can
tell. The crackle. Sometimes
you don't know for sure, but then you hear the click, and then it's usually it. Oh, you want to go? All right, Sam, you back?
I'm back. I heard the question, Gabe. I'm sorry, I don't know. There was something with my lightning. You know, the plugs that you put into the
yes.
Whatever. Anyway, so I agree with everything you just said. Now two things can be true at the same time. One, Deshaun Singleton could turn out to be a really nice player, and you may have answered the question with him. There's some things on tape that are actually worth liking, even though he's a young guy. Same time, you don't know that, and so I think you have to consider the portal. Where they stand right now, it's Farmer. It's Pola Gates, who, you know, I mean, has not yet emerged as a guy that they felt comfortable putting into a rotation. And Singleton, and then a bunch of freshmen, and so yeah, I mean, I think the portal is absolutely a spot there. It could be that Singleton comes in and is pretty darn good. There's some things about his game that are likable. He tracks, you know, he's really good at covering receivers. He carries them well deep, and then he covers them well underneath. So they might have gotten a steal there, but. We'll see. I'd say yes. The portal for safety, the portal for running back.
Yeah.
And, you know, pass rusher, yes, of course, for pass rusher. I don't know. I don't know if Nebraska's going to get one of those. That's a hard pull for a team with Nebraska's current profile. But then again, you know, I mean, Jermaine Johnson went to Florida State, and Florida State wasn't any good last year. Of course, you know, Florida State's in the warm weather and there's other things there, but you never know. Maybe Nebraska can get a pass rusher in there.
Sam, we were talking, I mean, that segues pretty well. We were talking right before you came on about the front seven, and you lose Tony Tuioti to Oregon, and however they shape that from a coaching staff perspective. They're also losing a lot personnel-wise up front. I guess, how do they rebuild and restock that room, and is it just the people? Can they kind of scheme-wise make it adapt to the personnel for next year as well?
Yeah, I mean, they've got a little bit to replace there. You get Casey Rogers and Ty Robinson back. That's a big plus. You know, Nash Hutmaker is an option. I'll be curious to see how they want to use him. Obviously, he's a nose tackle.
And then, you know, I think there's every reason to be excited about some of the young players who didn't really play last year. I'm talking about Roquan Buckley, you know, Jalen Weaver, and some others. So I think they've got some bodies. You know, I think the people call it a four-man front, and it is, right? It's four guys across the front. But it had morphed into something closer to a 2-4-5 defense in the last, you know, the last year and a half. Now, you can call it a four-man front, and it is, but it's kind of a 2-4-5 or a 2-5-4 if you consider Jojo Doman to be a, you know, an outside linebacker, which I think he kind of was. I think his replacement will be more of a defensive back. We'll see. So you can get some things done with just two guys playing, you know, over the guards, and then you have, you know, two outside linebackers after that. It's not the best run defense you'll ever see. That lineup, it has some issues at times with guys getting turned and sealed and, you know, all these other things. So those are things that they're going to have to figure out and work on it. But, yeah, I think they're going to be okay in the front seven. I think, and actually, they're going to be pretty good. Their system is now in place. And, you know, let's say Dawson moves down to defensive line. Well, you know, we'll see when it's reported.
Yeah.
You know, when it's announced. Obviously, that makes total sense because it got to the point where Tuioti was only kind of coaching about two guys, two positions, sometimes three. And so it makes sense, total sense, to move him down. And then, you know, we'll see how they, but they tweak their teaching habits and their principles, and, you know, the guys play hard. They're going to have a lot of experience with Robinson and Rogers and Nelson and Tanner and Payne and, gosh, I mean, you know, they've got some seasoning there. So I'm not worried about that, the front seven, too much. It'll fluctuate from year to year. Secondary is a little bit of a concern because you don't know who that second core is going to be. And you have an issue with safety. But overall, the defense is going to fluctuate a little bit within a certain range. So long as they keep playing the defense that they're playing, the style, the scheme, all those things, I think they've got a pretty good identity on that side. And so even there'll be some years where the talent isn't as good as other years, but you have a really good understanding of what to expect. And I think that one of the things that makes a good side of the ball is what to expect. And you know what to expect on that side of the ball now. And so, yeah, they're going to have good years and bad years, but there's a system in place, and I think everybody's on the same page. Nebraska's offense was rarely on the same page, really, all 4 years. It's been there, but especially the last two. And so now I think the hope is everybody's going to get on a page. You know, Mark Whipple's going to run the show. You're going to have a seasoned running back coach, I anticipate. You're going to have a young offensive line coach who's going to teach the guys, you know, aggression, but he's not going to be a schematic guy. You know, I don't think Rayola is going to be, you know, drawing up run plays. He's going to get his guys to execute. So he's not going to be a coordinator type. And then, of course, you have Becton, and then you have Mickey Joseph, who I would describe as similar to Keith Williams in the way he teaches technical details. So I think the offensive line, or I think the offense is going to become more, it's gonna make more sense. And by that I mean you could watch Nebraska's offense last year and acknowledge what the play design was and the, you know, the big plays, but a lot of it did not always seem to go hand in hand. Like, They went play to play.
Totally.
Some plays were great and some weren't, but it didn't often seem like the five plays had a relationship to one another. Like, they would go play action pass and then jet sweep. And, you know, like, it didn't build on top of each other, if that makes sense. So I think there's good things to look forward to on that offense soon, but the defense is already kind of it.
Sam, I know you're a guy who loves the sport. You enjoy casually following college football, or at least following what else is going on with it. Have you checked out at all about this bowl season and just waiting for college football? And if that's the case, the playoff, do we need another evolution in this sport? I just feel like interest level has never been lower in this time of year as we lead into the college football playoff.
No, you're right. I mean, I think that's very fair. I do pay attention, but I'm not probably the market here. Like I'm a person that will watch the, you know, the group of five bowls, whatever. So, yeah, I think there needs to be some sort of alteration, some sort of change. Probably the easiest thing, Shave, to do would be to remove all conference ties and bowls. I think if you did that and you eliminated all those relationships and you really made the bowls hustle and then make their own deals with teams, you would improve greatly the flexibility of good matchups. It's kind of a darn shame that when you get to the bowl season, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 don't really play. That makes no particular sense to me. And you know, the Big Ten is locked into a ton of football games against the SEC, which I understand. And, you know, there's some with the Big 12, but, and the ACC. But, you know, like, I think it would be much better if you just gave the bowls flexibility. I think the bowls are the ones that actually make the contract, but I would sever those and just say, hey, you know, you guys go and compete for the teams that you want there. That would be one thing you could do. The other thing is you could expand the playoff to such a degree that it effectively creates an NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
So let's say you go to 16 and then you create an NIT and you have another little mini tournament over here. That would be a potential option. It's not perfect. You know, I would like to see more bowl games out of ESPN's control. That's probably not going to happen. I'd like to see more bowl games on New Year's Day, way more bowl games. Have it become a big, fun day where you got to have three televisions just to follow it all. I know it wouldn't be what everybody loves, which is like breaking every game down into minute detail, but I would like it because then it would turn into a day again. And it's not really a day. New Year's Day will be about really one game, and that's the Rose Bowl, and two of Ohio State's best players don't even want to play in it. That's disappointing. You know, something's not quite right in that rover. That those kids would, I understand protecting. Come on, it's the Rose Bowl, and the fact that they don't want to play in it indicates to me that Ohio State's got to reorient its value system or something, because it just doesn't make a lot of sense that a game as big as the Rose Bowl, you got two receivers who want to opt out and just watch it. I get all that. The opt outs are hurting the sport. Bowl games may have to pay the kids to play. You know, there's just a lot of different things in there, but you got to figure out a way to resolve the opt-outs because those aren't healthy. You know, Kenny Pickett would have been fun to watch in a bowl game against Michigan State. He would have thrown for about 700 yards against Michigan State's pass defense, but so they got to figure out a way to get that resolved, whether that means paying them or not.
All right, Sam. Well, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the bowl season. There are a couple good games today worth watching, even for people who aren't like Sam and just watch, you know, casually watch the games.
Yeah, go Iowa State. Let's see the Cyclones win today, and I wouldn't mind seeing Oklahoma win tonight too.
All right, Sam. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for coming
take
on.
Take care.
Yep, we'll talk to you soon.
Great show. All the rest. Take care.
That's Sam McEwen of the Omaha World Herald. Fantastic stuff from him as always.
I want an NIT. I had never thought of this before.
That's radical. That's radical.
So 16 team playoff and like an 8 team NIT. I would be down for that.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
I love that idea.
Sam McEwen's college football.
Yes, I love
we'll
it.
We'll talk about that next.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.